Kalamazoo County recorded its 11th traffic fatality of the year with the death of a 17-year-old Augusta boy following an accident on M89 in Ross Township. The victim was Harold Parks, Jr. of Augusta. The accident occurred yesterday, but the exact location was not determined until today, as the state police in Battle Creek handled the accident. Today, the state police said the mishap occurred at the intersection of Brook Lodge Road, not far from the Calhoun County line. Therefore, the fatality is counted against Kalamazoo's traffic record. At Kalamazoo College, workers on the annual fund drive are attending a kickoff dinner at Wells Hall. The dinner marks the opening of the general campaign. The advance gifts campaign got underway 3 weeks ago. The goal is $60,000. Also at Kalamazoo College, a debate is in progress right now with debaters from Bowdoin College of Maine as the opposition. The subject is nationalization of industry, and a large crowd is on hand to watch the outstanding debaters from Bowdoin meet the local speakers. The big news in Kalamazoo this week is the meeting of the Citizens Committee on Schools. This will take place Wednesday night at 7:45 at the Harding School Auditorium. Henry Ford, Jr., chairman of the committee, has announced that the meeting will be open to all concerned. The committee intends to make a complete study of the school situation and arrive at the best methods of financing the construction of badly needed classroom space. The last of the Lenten Luncheon series at the YMCA will be held Friday noon of this week. The speaker will be Thomas Jones, the president of Earlham College of Richmond, Indiana. Although Easter Sunday won't come until April 9th, there won't be any Lenten luncheon the preceding Friday, that day, of course, being Good Friday. And so the very successful luncheon series will end this week. The entertainment field finds just one attraction of note in Kalamazoo this week. Harry Blackstone, regarded as one of the better magicians in the country, will appear here tomorrow night with his company of 30 assistants. Although there's no civic play showing at the present time, the largest cast in many years is hard at work on the big April production, Dark of the Moon. The play is completely cast, but the Civic could still use more backstage workers. So if you feel like painting some scenery this week, the Civic would welcome you with open arms. And now, Ed Grennan, what's upcoming in the world of sports?
The sports news this week depends upon the weather. If clear skies prevail during the week, the local baseball teams will move outdoors for some workout. Of course, it's still 2 weeks until the opening games of the season in Kalamazoo, but now that the winter sports season has ended, the fans have started thinking about baseball already. Indoor workouts will be on tap for golf, track, and the tennis teams at the local schools and colleges. The outdoor season in these sports won't get underway until the second week of April. The basketball season is all over for the schools, but there are a few games left to be played in the city. On Wednesday night, the Church League basketball champions will be determined in a three-way playoff at the YMCA, and the winners of the playoffs will qualify for a trip to Lansing and the State Church League tournament.